that Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world, they just disagree on how.
We're gonna get across that wasteland, and we're gonna do it together.
Fallout. All episodes available now on Prime Video.
You got the lava,
what's up, everybody? We are back. Another episode of the Victor Cruz Show. I'm excited for this show, P. Yeah, he's here. I'm excited for this show specifically because it's not often. I mean, we've interviewed a bunch of people. Obviously,
great
we had
people.
A bunch of great,
yeah,
people.
Great people.
But one of our brothers is on,
yes,
the show today.
Yes.
His name is Timothy McGirt, a.k.a.
Timmy.
Better known as 13th Witness. Timmy, what's good?
Welcome, Timmy. Welcome, Timmy, to the show.
Thanks, yeah, for having,
yeah,
me, guys.
Yeah.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Also, this. Obviously, PR is here. Pete,
of course,
talk to the people.
Of course, I'm here. It's my show.
Here
welcome,
we go.
Victor.
Give him an inch and they take a mile, man. Jeez.
Hey, before Timmy even, before 13th even says anything, can you give people a visual of A, how he walked in, and B, what the studio's looking like right now?
Okay, first of all, he walked in with at least two super-sized bags of McDonald's. Walked into the studio, started to disperse different items on the menu, fries, nuggets, chicken tenders. Yes. At least there's two double cheeseburgers from what I can see. A chicken, is that a McChicken?
Two hamburgers with extra onions.
Extra onions. Oh, he was specific, yeah, too, with the joint. So we're here. We're feasting, P. I don't know.
Listen,
if you...
not only does it speak to, like, the great guy he is, that he brought
amazing
a plethora of things. When I asked him why he brought so much, he said, I wasn't sure of anyone's dietary restrictions.
And there's one thing that you can count on at McDonald's.
What's that?
These fries.
Or papitas.
Wow.
As I like to call
Wait a minute.
Them.
How does this work? Have we ever had a caller call while we're on the air? Teddy. Teddy, you're on the air, bro.
Yo, Teddy, you're so live on the air right now. Do you talk to the people?
Yo, you're on the air.
My people, how you doing?
Yes. No, no, no. I think, can you curse?
He's a
you can
dick.
Curse.
Yeah, we,
yeah, you can
we
curse.
Can curse. We can curse.
Dick's not even a curse. It's like the new bro.
Right. Oh,
for those God. Of you that don't know, that is our other brother, obviously, yes. Teddy Santis.
Has Teddy done?
Yes. He has not.
No. He has not. Teddy, yeah,
he's buddy, tell him he's in here with spirit.
Yeah, you're.
He's in here in spirit.
No, you're totally here in spirit.
I definitely feel live right now.
Hey, yeah. What
Yo,
am
you're
I,
so live, Ted.
What am I wearing? What are you wearing, Timmy?
We're both wearing... Teddy, we're wearing your shit right now.
In a Meliandor.
Facts.
Yes.
100%. 100%.
For those of you that also don't know, Teddy is the mastermind behind the brand Ameliandor.
Yes.
You say that.
Getting
it's just so
plugged heavy right
heavily,
now.
Heavily.
Closer to the mic, Timmy, heavily, with the speaker board.
Heavily, heavily.
Miss you guys.
Miss you.
Miss you too, G.
Was there anything specific that you wanted to tell me or just sending love?
I just called Teddy. I love you, baby.
I love you back.
There it is. Look at
I love
that.
You back.
Never
you
see
back.
True
All
love,
right,
man.
All right.
Peace.
Love does exist, P. I don't
it's
know
real.
If you,
it's out,
I don't
it's
know
out
if you know
here
that.
In these streets.
We got a wonderful show.
Hey, I'm excited, man.
But we got to get started, Timmy, at least with, you know, going deep into your roots a little bit, letting the people know about your family, about your upbringing. Where did you grow up? Where are you from? Wow. Give us the whole... I've actually never asked him this. I've never heard this story from his mouth. So I'm excited to
yeah,
ask him.
Yeah, and I'm going to be on... When you told me today that he was going to be on the show... The first thing that came to mind is, like, you know, I've been blessed to travel with Tim and become good friends with him and all that good stuff. I don't know if he even realizes or even thinks about it. Like, he comes, and we were talking about this before he walked in the studio. He comes from one of the most creative families, excluding no one.
Nobody.
In the culture. So can Fact. You talk to
wow,
us a little
thank
bit?
You.
Of course, thank man. Can you talk to us a little bit about, like, what was like your upbringing like? Like, what was your childhood like? And for
hey,
the people that don't
in,
know,
before we get into that, can you just pass me another chicken tender?
Of course.
There you
before
go.
We
it's
get,
not a problem.
You want dipping sauce or you good?
I got the sauce
okay,
here. We're good.
Yeah, it's all about the
all
sauce.
All right, Timmy, it's on you.
All right. So, thank you for the kind words about you know my upbringing. Big shouts to my father, who coincidentally
who's a G by the way.
It is his birthday today.
Oh shit.
November 17th is
oh,
his
wow.
birthday. So
holy moly.
Happy birthday, Dad.
Happy Love birthday, Pops.
He's in Paris right now. Just doing it big.
Right, so on
Flourishing.
Brand.
Yeah.
Flourishing.
So on brand. Okay.
So yeah, my pops.
Who's your pops? Some people may not
know
this.
He's an artist. Most people know him as Futura.
That's so crazy.
For me, he's just Pops, you know?
Mm-hmm. Was he strict? Did he make you like draw shit like just for no reason?
Like, no. Like he never pushed the art thing on me at all. And to be honest, like I never gave a shit about drawing or had any care in the world for art, at least in that sense, in the sense of like drawing and, you know, like handwriting stuff. Like I've always had the worst handwriting, you know, like I can't even read what I write sometimes. But he never pushed anything on me, but I definitely there was that creative gene that definitely got passed down to me, and for me, I just use a different form of expression to, you know, a different medium to express myself. And for me, that's visually through photography, you know. Yeah, I'm not an artist in the traditional sense of the word, but I'm a visual artist, I guess.
Well, what was growing up like for you? Because your sister as well, correct?
Yeah,
your sister's also.
Yeah, my sister's younger than me. She's talented. She's got like she can draw. She's got the creative style. She's got a very unique style of drawing. But I mean, growing up for me, man, I grew up in Williamsburg. You know,
It was Williamsburg.
I went to PS 132, which was for those familiar with Williamsburg, it's on Metropolitan and Manhattan Avenue on the corner, and that's where I went to elementary, and then I went to junior high school in 126, which is the junior high school right in front of McCarran Park, in front of what used to be an old abandoned pool that we would sneak into and get high when we were younger. But
naturally.
Mm-hmm. Grew up in Williamsburg, Brooklyn. Williamsburg when I was super young, like elementary days, and then junior high school to high school, we moved to Greenpoint. And then I lived in Greenpoint, you know, for basically the remainder of my teen years, throughout high school. And then I moved to Japan after high school. Like a couple of weeks after high school, I moved to Japan.
Well, what was Japan like? Like for a kid from Brooklyn,
it was insane.
By the way, I went to Japan with this guy. Excuse me. We probably had the most fun, dog. Like I was, you know, you go to Japan, you don't know what you're gonna get. We're in Tokyo. You're like, okay, you know, you have zero clue. You've seen photos, you've seen pictures, but when you physically land there, you're like, okay, this is different,
right?
And it's different immediately, like the minute you get off the plane.
And knowing Timmy, he knows the in and outs too, right? Like,
I mean,
he took us to the hole in the wall. It must have been the first hibachi spot.
Oh, you're talking about the spot with the garlic, with your man with his wife, with the baseball. Size garlic.
Yo, crazy.
So how old are you when you moved to Japan?
I was 18.
Talk to us through that experience. A kid from Brooklyn.
Yeah, no.
Did you want to go? You wanted to go.
I was...
Because that's tough at 18.
I was 17, 18. I was a little shit. I didn't want to go. I was barely going to school anymore. But my father had a clothing company that was... the clothing was being manufactured in Japan. So... he had a relationship and a rapport with these people there, and he knew that I wasn't heading down the right path here in New York. You know, I was like towards the end of high school, and I was already getting into trouble for shit in school. I wasn't really going. I was always very intelligent in school, but it was just the curriculum, and I didn't like the system, you know? Like, I didn't like going, you know? And then I was more interested in getting laid. Like, It wasn't so much about... it wasn't really so much. I wasn't into drugs really. I wasn't smoking. I wasn't really doing that. But I was trying to get laid all the time when I was younger.
Like 17?
Yeah. Well,
that's the time.
16, yeah, like, 17. Like I lost my virginity maybe like mid 16s. But based on like my peers and kind of where I grew up, like 16 and a half, that's late.
That's old. Dude.
You know what I mean? You had a lot of catching up to do. Yeah, yeah. Like
the first time I smoked hash. All my boys had did it already.
Yeah, exactly. Like I was super late to the game. But then
we made up for lost
time. Exactly. We made up for lost time. We made up for lost time, absolutely. But you know, I wasn't doing the right things, and my dad kind of saw this, and he didn't want me to... You know, obviously my dad wanted me to do good. Not that he didn't believe in me, but he just wanted me to make the right choices. And it's easy when you're young to kind of get mixed up with the wrong people and just, you know, start going down the wrong path. So he offered me a trip to go to Japan to live with this guy and his wife who was working at the company that manufactured the clothing for my dad. So he had a relationship with him, and they came up with this idea for me to live with this gentleman and his wife in Japan. This wasn't Tokyo. This was Fukuoka.
Okay.
And it was supposed to be 6 months. But me being the little kid that I was, like, I was like, ah, my friends, you know, like, I got a girl. I was like, I don't want to go to Japan, you know, fuck that. I want to stay here.
Especially at 18, 17, you locked in. Absolutely. You're
coming into your own.
You got your friends. You're like, I don't want to go to Japan, you know.
Exactly. But you were there 4 years, huh?
Yeah, but then after a while, like, a couple of homies were like, look, this is an amazing opportunity. Like, you know, I know you probably don't want to go, but go. It's going to be great. So I went. I ended up going. I got there, and I don't know, man. Something just clicked with that country and the people, the culture, like everything. It's like the little things. It just made so much sense to me. It almost like felt like I had lived a previous life before, and I totally connected with their culture. And the 6 months turned into 4 years. Like even when I left, I didn't leave on my own will. Like I pretty much got kicked out of the country. From immigration, because I have dual citizenship, so my mom is French and my dad's American, so I have two passports. So what I would do is every time I would come in and out of Japan, I would use a different passport.
Okay.
And it worked for about 4.5 years, and then one time I was coming home, I was in Japan trying to get back home. That was home for me, trying to get home. And somebody comes, like taps me on the shoulder, and like, hey, you know, come with here. Bring me into this room, ask me a million questions for like 8 hours straight.
Wow.
The jig was up.
Yeah, the jig was up. Yeah. The jig was up. Crazy. They had a printout with every entry and exit date, and I was like, you know what, man?
You got me. Hey, come out the bushes. They got us.
They got us. They got us,
bro. Just come on out. So I want to know, when did you pick up your first camera?
Yeah.
When did you
pick up? I picked up my first camera in Japan. Well, I mean, like, look, my dad was always traveling back and forth from Japan before that. And Japan always has, like, the new tech gadget camera. So you'd always bring back some little point and shoot. So we always had cameras lying around the house. But for me, it was just like, it's just another toy, like a PlayStation or a Game Boy. You know, photography for me wasn't anything. I didn't think about it. It was just like, all right, I didn't really give a shit, you know? But when I was living in Japan, I realized, I tried to explain to people at home what life was like there. And I realized, I was like, you know what? It's probably better to take pictures of this to show people, because pictures do a much better job of kind of explaining things than I would. So I started to just take pictures with a crappy little digital camera my father had given me or that I bought there. Very basic, super basic shit. You know, I started doing that. And then I remember, I'm like, okay, I need a website now, you know, like where are these pictures going to live? Like, where am I going to put them? How am I going to share them? I can't just email them to people. It's like, okay, I'm going to come up with a website. And I needed a name for the website. And that's the birth of 13th Witness right there. Was there's this song called Bear Witness by Dr. Octagon. And at the time I was learning how to DJ and I was really into scratching, and I would use like that vinyl record. It was called Dr. Octagonologist, and it was an instrumental, and probably to this day, top 10 favorite albums of mine of all time. And I would put that record on instrumental, and I would practice a scratch over it. So that song, Bear Witness, I really love that. And there was something about the word witness. I was like, okay, you know, witness kind of makes sense. You know, we're all kind of witnesses to life and to things that are happening. And at the time, I was living on the 13th floor. And I liked the number 13 because here in America, the floors on the elevator in buildings, there is no 13. You know, it goes 11, 12, 14. So the fact that I was living on 13, I kind of was into that. And I've always dug the number 13, you know, the unlucky, lucky aspect for me. So I don't know. I was coming up with names. And then for some reason, like, you know, you write down a bunch of names and 13th Witness happened to be one of them. And I didn't really like it, but I said to myself, you know what? You just buy the domain. You need something just to start throwing pictures up. Whatever. You change the name in a week, whatever. I would take pictures. I kept updating it, and I was really into web design. So I would, you know, just go out to parties and take pictures and update them every day, and would make my own websites. Like, I learned how to do everything myself. And the day that really changed everything for me was when my roommate at the time, this K-1 fighter kid.
This in Japan?
Is in Japan.
Okay.
Yeah. he had bought, because he had just won a fight, so he'd made some money, you know, like caught like a nice.
First of all,
check.
You had a roommate that was a K-1 fighter in Japan?
Yeah,
dog?
No, he was the illest of all time.
Timmy was never late with the rent. Timmy was never late with the rent.
I got it, bro.
I don't want no problem.
Don't grab the gloves. Why are you grabbing the gloves?
I got your rent this month.
Put the gloves down. Put the gloves down.
Yeah, so he bought this camera after he won a fight, and it was a camera that's free. I mean, you guys probably don't know, or maybe you do. It's called SLR. SLR means single lens reflex.
Okay.
And SLR is basically what that means is it lets you manipulate depth of field. So a point and shoot camera, it shoots when you look at it, it's flat, right? Depth of field is when you see that effect, that bokeh effect.
Gotcha.
You know, okay. Where it's like you're in focus and then the background is blurry.
Okay.
And that camera had a lens that was capable of doing that. And I was fucking with it because he didn't know how to shoot with it, never used it. And I picked it up and I started to shoot with it. And that's when I learned.
Exposure.
I learned that there was something more to photography than just taking pictures of fucking girls dancing in a club or whatever it was.
Yeah.
And I discovered immediately this kind of creative aspect to it where, you know what, I can kind of do stuff with this. So
tell me, not to go, you're self-taught?
Oh, everything's self-taught.
Wow.
Yeah. Like the funny thing too is like looking back on it, back in high school, they offered a course in Japanese, and I laughed my ass off at the teacher. I'm like, "You really think that kids in New York in public school are gonna learn Japanese?" I was like, "You're fucking tripping.
This will never work."
Yeah, I don't think I ever went to that class. Once.
6 years later, he did a 4 year stint in Japan.
Exactly. So the irony, life is very ironic. You know, when it comes like just things that kind of happen like that. But yeah, that was when I discovered SLR and the ability to get creative with a photo, and you know, that kind of changed everything for me. And then I really started to get more and more into it. I did that, and then when I got kicked out of Japan, I came back to New York, and it was kind of a rough time for me because I had started this life in Japan, and now here I was back in New York.
And you're what, 23?
22, 23-ish. And I didn't know what to do.
You probably feel like you're a visitor here now.
Oh, yeah. And right? the weird thing, too, is while I was away, my sister had moved into my room. It's a bigger room.
Naturally.
So I come back to New York, and, you know, I'm 23. Obviously, I have nowhere to live. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go back with my mom and dad and my sister. So then I find myself living in my sister's room because she had taken my room. And it was a very weird time for me, and I'm at that age where it's like, okay, I just lived in Japan for 4 years. I'm obviously not going to be living with my parents again. But there was that initial period of adjustment where it's like, okay, you know, I need to figure out what to do. And then couple months later, I got an apartment that me and my sister moved into, and then I just continued with the photography, and that's probably when I went so heavy into the photography. Like, it was one of those things where I just took a leap of faith, and I said, I'm going to go all in on this, and if it doesn't work, it doesn't work, but if it works, you know, great. And that was my point where it was, that was my breaking point where it's like, okay, I'm committing to this. Exactly. And the internet and social media, like all of that,
took off.
Helped, mm-hmm. Yeah. This was pre all of that, so mm-hmm. I was lucky enough to be around the scene early enough before the explosion of Twitter and, you know, all this other shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I love about that story is that, and I have a theory that most people that do something, which starts from just strictly a passion, right?
Mm-hmm.
Victor, when you started playing football as a snot-nosed kid in Patterson, you weren't saying, I'm going to play football so I can be a pro football player. That may have been the dream, but you loved playing football.
Absolutely.
Yeah. You picked up a camera and you picked it up and you liked doing it, and you know, it was something that you were passionate about. And it almost like chose you. It's not like you said, I'm going to start shooting and make money. Because we see when people do that. We see when people are like, I need to make money.
And
I'm going to start doing this.
We can read through that. We can read through that. At least the real ones can read right through that, man.
It's so obvious, and, you know, I mean, when people's motivations are strictly financial and when it's not from pure love and just being passionate about wanting to do something.
I'm a guy that, like, every now and then, I'm a humble dude.
Talk to him.
Right, P? I'm humble. You know I'm a humble guy. I don't.
Humble liar.
But there's certain times where you just got to flex, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, Timmy, can you go down the list of just people, faces, names that you've taken photos of throughout the years? I mean, you could leave the Beyonce tour that you covered out.
Oh, we're going to get into that.
You could leave it out for now. We'll get into that in a minute. But just give us a list of just 10 names that you've had, whether it be concert, in the streets, growing up, whatever.
Jeez. I mean, I've been really lucky, you know? Like, I've been super lucky to work with a bunch of ill people. Like, just the fact that I got to work with Jay is amazing. You know, me being from Brooklyn.
Jay-Z. Right. Those, not Jay-Z. Right.
They know.
No,
they
not
know.
Jay, your neighbor.
No, like, right.
Jay,
no, no,
my
no,
friend
no.
from Williamsburg.
When, when they say I work with Jay,
like not...
They know.
They know it's Jay.
They know Jay. You got to say
over the gun.
Jay. Like, I work with Jay. You know what I'm saying? It's a whole different.
I work with Jay, not so much.
That's Jay for that work at the bodega on the corner.
I work with Jay.
I work with Jay.
Jay, yeah.
People know the inflections, my G.
Okay, Jay. Okay.
I mean, you know, I don't know. Like,
I'm actually
going
to do this. You don't even, because you don't, there's nowhere to go from there. There's nowhere to go from there. Very true, right? Let me ask you this. How? Because I know one of the coolest things about you, you know, and it's just who you are. You're so laid back. You're not pressed about many things, if anything. How does that even happen? How do you end up shooting Jay? How do you end up on tour being Beyonce's photographer? It doesn't just happen.
Well, I'll tell you what. Life is definitely... there's obviously, you know, knowing people definitely helps you. You know, obviously, it's like one person will introduce you to one person, and that's great. But at the end of the day, it really doesn't matter who you're the brother of, the daughter of, sister, father. It doesn't matter your relation to anybody. At the end of the day, there's going to come a point where you're going to have to fucking show and do work and kind of prove yourself, you know? Maybe knowing people will get you in the door or get you to the door. But it's up to you and what you do to get you inside of that door and to stay inside. So,
that's facts.
You know, being able to work with Beyonce and Jay, it was something that happened very randomly, you know, like a friend of a friend knew the manager and I had a meeting with them and then I didn't hear back from them for a year and a half. I'd completely forgotten about it. And then one day I just get a text message like, what are you doing this summer? And I kind of immediately knew what the next question was going to be from them. And these things kind of just happen like that. But again, it's like I was fortunate enough to get connected to have that meeting. But then when it came time to that meeting, I have to show my work. And if they don't like my work, it's like, it doesn't matter who you're the friend of. It's like, you know, sorry, you know. But I was lucky enough that they were into my stuff and I was able to, you know, do it. And then you kind of do a little bit and prove yourself. And then if that goes well, then you do this. And next thing you know, you're working with them and you do a full tour. And then it doesn't just stop there, you know, like even to this day, like I just finished shooting, shot Title, even though she wasn't performing, but it was still, you know, like if it's her or Jay, it's, you know, it's one or the other. As far as I'm concerned, like I love both of them equally, you know, like they're both super amazing people. Jay's an amazing human. She's amazing. I mean, she's an animal, you know what I mean? Like the way that she works, it's motivating, you know? You're like, damn, you know? Doesn't matter how successful you are. It's like, you stay on the grind. Like, you stay working.
It's interesting, because what I do, and I always joke with Vic with this, like, when I do, what I do, like, in marketing and branding, like, I still have those moments, you know? And I hate I got to say this in front of him, but I still have those moments, like, around Vic, around LeBron, around those guys, where I'm still like, damn, these guys are like the illest at what they do.
Yeah, man. Right? You're like, jaded and you forget about it.
100%. So did you have those moments still, like, while on tour, like, not even like, holy shit, I'm shooting Beyonce or Hov, but like, Jesus, I'm getting a front row seat to, like, the greatest to ever do it at their craft.
100%.
Yeah, I mean, for sure, there's definitely moments where you kind of sit back for a second and it's almost like you step outside of yourself. You know, you're like, let me just get out of myself, and like you're almost looking at everything, and then you see yourself
standing
and every
there,
standing there and everything, and you're like, wow, you know, and it's like, wow, this is such a trip because, you know, I'm from Brooklyn, I grew up listening to Jay, like obviously not like Beyonce fan like that, but it's, you know, I mean, shit, she's
it's Beyonce,
right? You know what I mean? Like, let's not get it twisted. It's Beyonce,
my boy,
you know?
Did the visuals for the Drake tour too.
Yes, that was another crazy one that I wasn't expecting.
Tell us about that. I didn't even know that.
I was lucky enough to do the Nothing Was the Same tour. Yeah.
That's crazy. Visuals were so fine. But I was lucky enough to go with him to that first show in Brooklyn. In Brooklyn at Barclays.
Yeah, might have been. We had I was just Barclays.
Admiring the visuals that he put together.
Crazy. That was man, Drake's such an ill guy, and it's one of those things too where at the time I didn't realize how ill he was. And even to this day, Nothing Was the Same. You know, it's like, that's my favorite favorite album, I think.
That's a classic album for me.
I mean,
the fact that it's like he worked and was around during like that time.
I know, it was unbelievable. And fuck, like I remember that happening. It was like right around my birthday, and I was like, man. This is the illest birthday present I've ever gotten right here, you know? Like, just the opportunity to be on that tour for a minute was great. But yeah, I mean, I forget a lot about all the fucking great things I've got to do. But, you know, I'm a very simple person. It's like, I like to just chill.
The culture doesn't forget to me. You know that. But I do commend you, because he's always been the coolest dude. He's not pressed. Like you said, he's not pressed by anything. He's not.
Well, he's so not pressed that we're all on an Epic group chat, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And he sends a picture. I don't know if you remember this. The Cristiano picture.
Yeah.
On like the top, on like the 217th floor.
Yeah, but just like regular.
It's in
like
Asia. Regular. And he sends it, and I'm like, oh, this is incredible. And I'm like, wait, you shot this?
Like, this is your photo? Like, it's so crazy.
It's in, I think it was in China. Yeah, it was on a rooftop. It's got the skyline behind it.
It's insane. Yeah.
Cristiano, who may be the greatest soccer player ever, you know what I'm saying? He's doing it. Like, I'm like, wait, what? Like,
that's crazy.
And he's just like, yeah, like, I shot that. Like,
yeah, that was my camera. I did it. My SLR.
Let me, as a fan of just your craft, let me ask you this. Like, depth perception. Yeah. Let me ask you, do you know when you're shooting, when you're like, oh, I got it?
Oh, yeah.
Like, I got it.
Oh, yeah.
Yo, remember that ASAP Rocky photo you sent us on? It was him and Drake?
Or on the rooftop?
On the rooftop?
In Harlem?
Yo, that's what, in Harlem. Yo, that picture was so crazy. And this was like 2012, maybe? Something like that.
I was going to say, this is minutes ago.
It was a while ago. Yep. Crazy.
Yeah, let me tell you a story. So he goes and he posts, which he doesn't do often, so he posted like, hey, I have some prints available.
Very rare.
No, but I'm like, he needs to do more. I'm like, his work's fucking incredible. Crazy. Right? So it's like, so my point is, because he doesn't do it often, and I'm like, oh, I got to go see what he has,
right? It's like a Scorsese movie.
Yes. So I see a couple. I'm like, oh, I need this. You know, I moved to a new crib, as you know. I need this.
Oh, you already put
this. It's not about me. I don't want to make it about where I moved, you know? But I'm like, I need this. So I hit him. I'm like, yo, I need these two. I'm going to pay for them. Just, I know your shit's going to sell out quickly. So please just hold two.
Hold me down, yeah.
But I didn't stop there. I said, you know what? Let me go to his IG page. I looked at him. I might have gone back to like 2015.
And you asked me.
I'm not going to tell you what it was, but I screenshot something. I'm like, Timmy, I don't ask people for much. I need this one. He said, I got you.
Yo, he gave me two joints.
Listen, man. That's what I'm saying. Like, he's humble about that shit. Like, it's like, oh, yeah, I do this, whatever. He's got stuff that 10, 20 years from now, people are going to be like, wait, what? You shot this?
Yep.
Like,
I think about that sometimes. I don't really understand.
It's not, because you're in it.
It's not hitting me yet, but I'm sorry. It's not hitting me yet, but yeah, I mean, the same way I look at old pictures from other photographers, and I'm like, what I would give to be there during that time, you know?
Exactly.
And it's easy to forget because we're living in this time now, but fast forward to the future, and it's going to be really, like, these photos are going to be historical, you know what I mean? Like, 100%. It's going to be a part of history.
I always look back at, like, the old photos of, like, MJ in a locker room.
Yeah.
And, like,
yeah, man.
Well, it's, you know what I mean? It's funny, and maybe this could lead to a separate conversation offline, but I was having that conversation with LeBron, right? Because we live in an era where everything's so public, so Instagram, so everything, right? That people have started to take a step back and say, you know what? I don't want all of my life out there in public, which I 100% respect.
Mm-hmm.
The flip side to that coin is, I'm like, Bron, when it's all said and done, Like, what are some of those iconic pictures? Like, what's the JFK picture of him talking to his brother?
Exactly.
Like, or the Hov talking to Kanye,
or
right?
Or MJ and thing, grabbing or, the first trophy and kiss, right, hugging
or MJ with both his feet in an ice tub reading a newspaper. Yep, you know, exactly. All those things. And I'm like, we got to kind of try to start capturing some of that stuff, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. And I was on a plane literally 2 days ago, and I'm flipping through, like, movies to watch on a plane. And there was a movie. I don't remember the photographer's name. There's an actual documentary about the photographer that that used to shoot the Beatles. And it made me think of you. It made me think of you. I'm like, you're shooting this generation's like Beatles, Hovey, all these people.
Everybody, yeah.
And you're probably so close to it that it's like, yeah, you probably have your moments like all of us, like, oh, wow, that was cool. Or, that's kind of epic. But I don't think you understand the magnitude of like you're shooting like today's Beatles.
No, I know. And like, I don't. I mean, I do. But it, you know what I mean? It's like.
It's like twofold because you're in it. So you're like, okay, this is work still. It's the.
Right,
because
right.
It's work, you don't get caught in the moment at that specific moment. In hindsight, you do. But because it's work, it's like, okay, I got to capture the best content for these people because I'm only as good as my last job. Mm-hmm. I'm only as good as the last time I pressed the button on this camera and what I captured.
But that's what separates the greats in any field 100%. From the people that are just happy to
100%.
Be there.
100%.
This episode is brought to you by Atlassian. Atlassian software like Jira, Confluence, and Loom help power the collaboration needed for teams to accomplish what would otherwise be impossible alone. Because individually we're great, but together we're so much better. That's why millions of teams around the world, including 75% of the Fortune 500, trust Atlassian software for everything from space exploration and green energy to delivering pizzas and podcasts. Whether you're a team of 2, 200, or 2 million, Atlassian software is built to keep you connected and moving together as one.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere. Like when your fantasy league meets up at your house. Everything's great until the hot plate gets too hot for the tablecloth. Now your kitchen's up in smoke. And if you don't have the right home insurance coverage, the cost to fix this is anything but a fantasy. So switch to Allstate, save money, and get protected from mayhem like this. Not available in every state. Based on coverage selected, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Savings vary.
So I'm going to have some fun. Can we do that?
Well, can we, have we haven't been time? Having fun.
I've been having a blast, but I want to do something that like.
Hey, before can I want to ask him one more thing before you go there?
Do your thing.
If I may.
Absolutely, you can.
I was telling Vic this. One of the things I love about you, maybe even more than like your art of photography, is maybe more than anyone else I know. You have a hell of a lot of fun in life. Like
I mean, life is short, man.
Like you have. Anytime I see you, I know I'm gonna have a good time.
Well,
like you. Like you show up like he's like yo I'm like what's I know cameras plural are in that bag or those bags, what's in this bag? He's like, oh, it's my gas powered remote control car.
Right.
I'm like, oh, let's whip that thing up. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like,
exactly.
Oh, it's my, you know,
drone.
It's my drone.
Yo, the drone is so crazy when he gets the footage.
But
on
I
it.
Will take it to the level of like he's like, yo, what are you doing? I'm like, we're in the Hamptons. He's like, yo, come upstairs. You ever played what we played? Nintendo
Mario Kart.
You ever played Mario Kart? I'm like, no, but it sounds like something I want to do.
Yeah.
We're upstairs playing Mario Kart. Like, where'd that come from? Like in everything you do and all the cool shit, traveling the world, shooting the most amazing, iconic people we just talked about. You don't ever forget about having fun, man. Like,
no, man, because, yo, it's like without that, what the fuck are we doing with our life,
exactly?
Man? It's like, what is it all worth if we can't just enjoy the simple things? Like, I like to think about, I like to do things that I did when I was a kid, you know? I like to keep it simple, you know, like growing up and playing video games or, I don't know, man, just the basic shit. It's like, let's not get too caught up in who we are and who we're shooting. And it's like, man, fuck all that. It's like, yo, let's just take it back and, you know, just keep it simple. You know, the video games, all that shit. It's like, yeah, a drone's just, man, if I had a drone when I was a fucking young kid, it would have been a wrap for me. Like, I grew up playing Legos and, you know, it's just... It's an extension of me as a kid and kind of reliving that or kind of like, I look at it as like being a kid 2.0. It's like a kid with money now, you know, like I'm an adult kid with money and the possibilities are fucking endless. So you know what I mean? It's like, that's how I see
that.
It. It's like when I was a kid, I wanted all this shit, but I could only get so much. And it's like, now that I'm an adult, I'm thinking about all those things that I wanted as a kid that I couldn't get.
And how to make them even crazier.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah, I'm getting that shit now.
Hey, speaking of, we're in the Hamptons, and I don't remember the name. He keeps saying, like, oh, man, it might be too windy or too cloudy to bring out.
The Mavic.
Yeah, and I'm like, who? I'm like, someone else is coming to the house?
Oh, Richard.
I don't know if I can bring Richard out. It's probably too windy, and I'm like, like someone else is coming to the Hamptons. It's his drone.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? Absolutely. It's a drone. Like, so I just want to say, you know, I want to commend you and like never losing sight of like having a fucking amazing time along the way. That's super dope to me. That's just as admirable to me as the skill. But Vic, let's get into like the fun part of the show.
Here's the fun part of the show. Obviously, all of that was great. I have a list of words here.
Yeah.
Pronouns, if you will.
Mm.
And I'm just going to say them, and you tell me the first thing that comes to your mind. Deal?
Just let me consult with...
Do your thing. Yep. Have a consultation, my guy.
Let's do it.
Consult with my medicine man real quick.
Air Jordans.
Okay, so wait. Well,
just elaborate. Just whatever one sentence comes to your mind.
Guilty pleasure.
Off-White.
Another guilty pleasure.
Mykonos, Greece.
It's not you. It's Mykonos.
Chris Stamp.
Raul, I love you so much.
Guac Boys.
ENT Entertainment, LTD. I mean, we're the squad.
All of the above.
Yeah, all of it.
All of the above. I'm also part of the Guac Boys, like, so I had to throw that in there, but we're going to keep it moving. It's not about me today.
Who's bringing the avocados?
It's not about me today. Supreme.
Maybe 15 years ago.
Got it. And last but not least, coming from Paul Rivera.
This is the most important question you're going to be asked.
Oh, boy.
All day.
God.
J-Lo or Rihanna?
Wow.
Oh, J-Lo.
Oh, he didn't even
hold on.
Flinch.
Let me take my headphones off.
He didn't flinch. He loves Puerto Ricans. He loves Puerto Ricans. I wish y'all could see Pete just gave him the craziest hug.
Let us stay locked in.
Let's not lose focus, guys.
Let's stay locked in.
We got to stay locked in. Yo, man. I mean, obviously we have our cutter's mic period. Did you got somebody want to cut somebody's mic off?
So we have a segment every show, right, where... With all the craziness that's being said in the country, whether it's an athlete,
I mean, let's be clear, Donald
politician.
Trump could win every week.
Yes.
But we got to, just for lack of the monotony.
Speaking of which, before we even go there.
Talk to me.
Vic was telling me, like, when you said you were parking, like, 40 minutes before you showed up. Vic.
He was at McDonald's.
No, he came with gifts, so I'm totally fine
with
it.
We're good.
Vic was telling me that you're, I'm not going to say... an expert, but like really passionate about politics and what's going on in the world.
Yeah.
I didn't know that about you.
Yeah.
Have you always been like that?
No. I couldn't give a shit about politics up until a couple of years ago.
What changed that for you?
I don't know. I don't know. It's weird. It's like one day just
adulting, I guess.
Maybe, you know, because
there's a time in your childhood where this shit doesn't affect you. Yeah. Presidency, none of that. Yeah. None of that affects you.
I got my job. I make my money. Yeah. I have my
I
friends.
I go to school. Yeah, I come home. Right. My mother goes to work and comes back. I don't know. It doesn't affect me.
Yeah, no.
But when you get older, it starts to like, okay, I see these percentages, gas prices.
And you
prices,
start to see shit that like, even if it doesn't affect you, that's just wrong.
Exactly.
It doesn't affect me. Yeah. That over
that
there is wrong.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't know what it was, but maybe it just, you know, I see myself as I'm getting older trying to kind of, like, I moved to the financial district because I wanted to learn how the streets worked in Lower Manhattan, and I never knew before, and that always bothered me. So I'm like, let me move to the financial district and let me learn every fucking street and which direction they go, so I'll be good. Like, because as a New Yorker, you're supposed to know your city. So mm-hmm. I like moving to different parts and, you know, knowing different things, so I think... Getting into politics was, I think it was also, I mean, comedy helped me get into it a lot. Like, I religiously watched Bill Maher, and shout out to JLP, my brother, my other real-time with Bill Maher brother, Joe. He's
What up, Joe?
Yeah, what up, Joe?
Friend of
He's
the show.
Another super Bill Maher fan like me, and, you know, like that, you know, what was his name? I don't know. I'm the worst with fucking remembering things. But yeah, I think there's a couple of TV shows that have like
opened your eyes.
Yeah. And but I think it also just comes down to like I'm kind of a junkie for watching news channels. I just like to be really
in the know.
Yeah, I like to always know what the fuck's going on.
Absolutely.
Like, not just in my country, but in the world.
In the world,
you know,
yeah,
like
absolutely.
I like to know. I like to know what's going on.
That's dope.
Yeah.
Do you want to cut somebody's mic off? Do you have someone?
Can
prime?
I cut?
Talk to me.
And whose mic do I want to cut off?
I don't know. You don't have to do it if you don't
who
want
do
to.
Who do you cut off?
Who have we like, cut off in the past?
So we've cut off, I cut off.
Trump like 10 times.
Trump like a bunch of times.
I mean, but that's like.
I cut do that
off,
every week.
No, I cut off, I think we cut off Michael Vick one time.
Michael Vick one time. You cut off Jerry Jones.
I cut off Jerry Jones one time. Yep. I cut off.
Nelly.
Nelly, I definitely cut him off. Yep. I also cut off. What was the owner that said can't have the inmates
owner of
running
the
prison? Yes, the owner of the Houston Texans.
Yeah, he said you can't have the inmates running the prison.
We got a couple people. Fuck. But it's all good.
Damn.
Has anyone on Twitter said anything crazy? You're like, you know what?
I
cut
don't
that
use Twitter.
That's even better.
Any Instagram comments?
Not even,
loved
not even worth mentioning.
Not even worth mentioning. Yeah, 1,000%.
You know what I mean? Like, not even worth
all right, fair enough. Let me ask you this. So I have maybe even a better question for you. We already said you worked with Jay, B, Cristiano, all these. I mean, literally the best of the best. Is there anyone out there you haven't worked with yet that you would love to work with?
Amazing question.
Yeah, sure.
And probably me, but I don't want to make this about me. So just besides me. Just.
Who do I want to work with? I mean, I also see it's not so much about people for me either. It's like, you know, what kind of companies would I like to, you know, because like I like really, I'm into technology and gadgets and stuff like that. So for me right now, I'm like, you know, I'd like to, I'm trying to meet and partner up with like brands that I love. Like regardless of if I was getting any product or anything from this person, it's like I'd be spending my own money on your shit because I love your stuff, you know? So being able to work with people like that. And oddly enough, like I've been fortunate enough that like this last couple of weeks, like I've gotten sponsorship opportunities for like really great technology, and like I had a chance to work with Google and Apple. So,
would you start would you own your own tech company at some point? Would you want to like do that?
I mean, yeah, fuck it. Who knows? I mean, you know, I'm a tech junkie, so and tech, you know, where would I be without tech? But Jesus, technology has helped me
rules the world
get to where I am.
Yeah,
100%. You know, it's helped us all.
100%.
I have two more questions and I'm done.
Go ahead.
One is, it's more of an observation. I don't know if you even realize you do this, but I feel like, well, I'll tell you why I'm asking this question. We were in the Hamptons one time. We were in a car going back from eating. Amazing lobster spot, by the way. Shout out to Nick, if you remember that.
Oh,
right?
God.
How incredible was that? Yes. Lobster sandwiches.
God, fried clams.
But
by the way, before you begin into that, my boy is the biggest foodie.
I can see that. 100%.
That you'll ever meet
it's
in life.
Problem.
Remember Mykonos?
100%.
It's a problem.
It was three of us.
Well, you can't let him order.
No, you can't.
You can't let him order.
You got to take the menu from
him. It's ridiculous.
1,000%.
But we were driving back, and everyone's kind of like has the itis and is like damn near falling asleep, although it's like 1 p.m. And you were like, stop the car. Stop the car. We're like, what the hell? And you get out the car and you take a picture of this long-ass driveway in the Hamptons.
Yeah.
And I guess the reason why I bring that up and my question is, are you constantly looking for
always
the shot?
Oh,
or
yeah.
Or does the shot come to you and you?
My eyes are never, like when I'm walking, driving, whatever the fuck I'm doing, I'm just scanning everything. I'm like, even since I've been sitting in this room, I've like scoped out. I've looked at that picture about 1,600 times already. Like, you know, the swan or whatever, the Mexican skull that I've brought back from fucking Playa del Carmen, like all of it. I'm just very observant, you know? That's just how I've been.
I remember myself, Chris Stamp, and my guy 13th,
can I get
Timmy.
One of those
what
tenders?
Do you need? They're so good, by the way. Like,
can we
they're
just
so
can
good.
We just tenderize this conversation
do
a little
your thing,
bit?
Do your thing, do your thing.
Sorry.
And we were just like, yo, we're just gonna walk around Mykonos.
Oh, that was so fun, Vic.
Yo, we just walked around, and he was just taking photos. Like,
by the way, shout out to Mykonos, and what amazing city, Ben, or just Greece in general as a country. Like, unbelievable, unbelievable.
But good,
it's not you, it's
Mykonos. Which, by the way, and for those of you that are listening that have no idea why Vic's saying that, listen. Timmy might be one of the, if not the most gifted photographer I personally know. Well, I'll say that. The most gifted photographer I know.
Aww.
Hands down, right?
Touché.
It's not even,
facts.
It's not debatable.
Same here.
He may be equally as talented. Do you want to explain this gift he has? Like
this gift of just taking words and flipping them either into current events or names that we know or slogans.
Like it's,
everything can
like
belong on a
t-shirt. It's not you.
It's Mykonos. Exactly.
What was the Meek Mill one?
There's
there was a Meek Mill one too. But
it was
Mykonos Mill.
Oh, Mykonos? Mykonos. Yeah. Like, Mykonos Mill. It was Mykonos Mill. Like, that's what it was.
It's just too much, man.
That's what it was.
Tim, let me ask you, Tim. Like, you've already, you're there at that bar, right? Like, if you're not shooting Hove, you're shooting B. If you're not shooting B, you're shooting, like, is there another goal for you? Because like you just mentioned, it's not people at this point. That'll happen just by the nature of your talent mm-hmm. and relationships and stuff. What's next? Like, what's the next goal for 13th? You want to travel?
I just want to travel. I mean, look, like, what else is there to do in life? You know? Mm-hmm.
But see
like,
the world,
there's only
man.
So many things that we can do in life, right? It's like, you travel, you eat at a good restaurant, you meet interesting people, you know, you listen to good music. It's like, I'm not trying to overcomplicate my shit, you know? Like, travel to some amazing places I haven't been. Go back to amazing places that I have been. Eat good food. Take pictures, document everything. You know, it's like, I almost sometimes don't even think of myself as a photographer. I'm just somebody living my life, and I just happen to always have my camera with me. And I'm a little bit better than most people with it. You know what I mean? But mm-hmm. it's like, I don't need a camera to take pictures. Like, you give me an iPhone, I'll do damage with
seriously.
That shit. Like, you know, it doesn't really matter. You give me a drone, I'll do damage with the drone. So it's not... I don't want people to think also it's like, oh, I need X amount of money for all those kids who are trying to become photographers and do this. Like, don't get caught up in the equipment and how much money it is and, oh, I need this and I need this. It's like, no, man. It's like, yo, I started off with the very basics. Like, I started off, yo, when I wanted to make films when I was younger, I would take 1,000 photos in sequence and crunch them together in fucking Final Cut. And I would make videos out of still images, which now when you look at it, it's kind of like a flipbook thing. Like that flipbook thing they did on Instagram, they stole that from me. Like, I was the first person ever to do that. And people lost their fucking minds when I dropped it on Instagram. Like, people lost their minds. And next thing you know, it's like dozens of companies that made apps for that,
yeah.
Charging money, you know, and it's like, I just did it, you know, like, I'm not looking for money, like, I don't care about money as long as you recognize, like, just recognize what, you know, like, people want to do, like, the shoes at the helicopter and want to copy my shit all day
that.
Long.
I did
it's
see
like,
that. I did see that. It's my like, nigga. Yo, like, yeah, talk it. That talk, Tim.
Yeah, it's like, you know, just do it, but it's like, at the end of the day, just know where people, you know what I mean?
Kiss
like,
the
just,
ring.
Yeah, like,
kiss
you know,
the
just,
ring.
Not, the man hasn't said one lie, though.
He hasn't fibbed once,
not
my
one
G.
One lie.
Not one fib is in there. Yeah. I think, man,
we
I mean.
We can't go anywhere from
we
there.
We can't go anywhere from there. My G, Timmy, I want to thank you, man, personally.
No,
you're my
thank
brother.
Thank you, guys. And my bad for being late. I didn't realize.
Stop
like,
it.
No, listen.
Stop
the minute
it,
we smelt the fries, you were early.
You were good. Yeah. Yeah. What time is it?
Early. We're late. Sorry.
Yo, we appreciate
I got yelled at in the McDonald's. I thought I was being slick, but apparently I got to work on my slickness because I was shooting pictures of this crazy woman. I was like this the whole time thinking no one would think anything. And then I'm waiting for my food and the chick from McDonald's is like, oh, yeah, I call your number, but you're too busy making a film.
Has he caught you?
Oh, I was like, oh, shit.
By the way, what phone were you shooting with?
iPhone X?
X, yeah, I have the X, too. Two of us have the X.
I mean, all right, guys. Timmy, I want to thank you again.
If you're not shooting with an X, like, what are you,
what are you shooting
with?
I'm going to end the
why
show
are
now.
You shooting?
I'm going to end the show now. This is the Victor
oh,
Cruz
feelings,
show.
Feelings. Oh,
this is the Victor
wow.
Cruz show. I want to thank y'all for listening again, Timmy.
Wow,
I want to thank
is
you.
Is Vic gonna cut my mic off?
PR. I want to thank you as well. Wow. I gotta go. It's too much. Thank you guys. Tune in next week.
Peace.
Get out of here.